You'd think the first step in taking a company from good to great would be to set a new direction and get people committed to it. The opposite is closer to the truth. The transformation begins by getting the right people on the bus, the wrong people off the bus, then you figure out where to go. The key point is not just the idea of getting the right people on the team. It's about answering the who question before making the what decisions. First who, then what. Starting with who rather than what means you can more easily adapt to change. If people join because of where you're going to have problems if you need to change course. But if people are on the bus because of who else is there, it's going to be easier to change direction. When you have the right people, problems with motivation and management largely go away. The right people have an inner drive to produce the best results and to be part of something great. If you have the wrong people, it doesn't matter whether you find the right direction. You still won't have a great company. Great vision without great people is irrelevant. First who, then what. It's a simple idea, but hard to do in practice, and most don't do it well. In contrast to the good to great companies, the comparison companies followed a genius with a thousand helpers model. They were platforms for an extraordinary individual to set their vision and enlist a crew of highly capable helpers to make the vision real. Having a single driving force for a company's success is a great asset, as long as the genius sticks around. The issue is these geniuses seldom built great management teams, for the simple reason that they didn't need or often want one. When the genius leaves, the helpers are often lost. Or worse, they try to mimic their predecessor with bold, visionary moves, trying to act like a genius without being one. You'd expect that changes in incentives would be correlated with making the leap from good to great, but compensation played no part. Not that executive compensation is irrelevant. You need to be reasonable. But once you've got something that makes sense, compensation falls away as a distinguishing factor. Compensation isn't about motivating the right behaviors from the wrong people. It's how you get and keep the right people in the first place. It's who you compensate, not how you compensate them, that's important. If you have the right people, they'll do everything they can to build a great company. Not because of what they'll get, but because they can't settle for less. The right people do the right things and deliver the best results they're capable of, regardless of incentive. And whether someone is the right person has more to do with character traits and innate capabilities than specific knowledge, background, or skill. Not that these are unimportant, but these traits are teachable, while character traits, work ethic, dedication to commitments, and values are more ingrained. Good to great leaders are rigorous, but not ruthless, in people decisions. Ruthless means using layoffs and restructuring, especially during difficult times, as the primary strategy for improving performance. The evidence suggests such tactics are contrary to producing sustained great results. 6 of the 11 good to great companies recorded 0 layoffs from 10 years before their breakthrough date all the way through 1998. And 4 others reported only 1 or 2 layoffs. In contrast, layoffs were used 5 times more frequently in the comparison companies. Some had an almost chronic addiction to layoffs and restructuring. Rigorous means continuously applying exacting standards at all times and at all levels, especially in upper management. Rigor applies first at the top, focused on those who hold the burden of responsibility. There are 3 disciplines you need to follow to be rigorous. 1, when in doubt, don't hire, keep looking. 2, when you know you need to make a people change, act. And 3, put your best people on your biggest opportunities, not your biggest problems. One of the immutable laws of management physics is Packard's law. No business can grow revenues consistently faster than its ability to get enough of the right people to implement that growth and still become a great company. If your revenue growth consistently outpaces your ability to get, and retain the right people, you can't build a great company. Those who build great companies understand the ultimate throttle on growth isn't the market, technology, competition, or products. It's people. Limit growth based on your ability to attract enough of the right people. Good to great companies showed a bipolar pattern at the top management level. People either stayed for a long time or got off in a hurry. Letting the wrong people hang around is unfair to the right people, as they'll have to compensate for their inadequacies. Worse, it drives the best people away. Waiting too long before acting is equally unfair to those who need to get off the bus. Every minute you allow a person to continue working when you know that they won't make it, you steal a portion of their life, time they could spend finding a place where they can flourish. If you're honest with yourself, the reason you wait too long often has less to do with concern for the person and more to do with convenience. When you know you need to make a people change, act, but be sure you don't have someone in the wrong seat first. Instead of firing people who aren't performing, try to move them once, twice, or even three times to positions where you think they might blossom. How do you know when you have the wrong person? Two questions can help. First, would you hire them again? Second, if the person told you they were leaving for a new opportunity, are you disappointed or relieved? Put your best people on your best opportunities, not your biggest problems. Managing problems can only make you good. Building your opportunities is the only way to become great. If you sell off your problems, don't sell off your best people. If you create a place where the best people always have a seat, they're more likely to support changes in direction. Always keep your best people, even if they have little or no experience with a new direction. The only way this happens is if you have a level 5 atmosphere at the top executive level. Not every executive on the team will become a fully evolved level 5 leader, but each member must transform their personal ambition into ambition for the company. It's somewhat paradoxical, but you need executives who can, as Jeff Bezos says, disagree and commit. Adherence to the idea of first who might be the closest link between a great company and a great life. When you have the right people around you, and you put the right people in the right seats, you don't have to be at work at all hours of the day and night. And when you are at work, it'll be with people you like. Members of the Good to Great teams tended to become and remain friends for life. In many cases, they're still in close contact with each other years or even decades after working together. They enjoyed each other's company, and many characterized their years on the Good to Great teams as the high points of their lives. No matter what you achieve, if you don't spend the majority of your time with people you love and respect, you can't possibly have a good life. If you spend the vast majority of your time with the right people, then you'll almost certainly have a great life, no matter where the bus goes.